Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portland Trailblazers will select 11th in Wednesday's NBA draft. We will have the latest on the intel and what the listeners of this radio program wanted there, because you guys ran a poll on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Of who do you want in the NBA draft? Kasparis Jakaciūnas, Carter Bryant, Cedric Coward, or other? And we have the results of that. And how the likelihood of that happening for the hometown team, the Portland Trailblazers. But Wednesday is shaping up to just have fireworks left and right, because we found out yesterday that Ace Bailey, whose draft stock has been falling on its own, decided to go, all right, I'll go ahead and add a little fuel to this fire, and canceled his only workout with the Philadelphia 76ers that he had scheduled. His only workout, said, nah, I'm good, and will not work out in... He was supposed to be doing it today in Philly.
He was going
to
do a kind of a walk around, meet the staff, all that kind of stuff, sit down, do interviews yesterday, and then do the workout today. Cooper Flagg did the same thing for Dallas. He went down there.
Little different.
Yeah, but he went down there. What's really interesting is the Mavericks did not bring anybody else in. And it's not, it, look, sometimes you do your due diligence just because, but they didn't. They basically said, we don't want Cooper to think that we're not 100% in on him. But Cooper went down there for 2 days, went out for...
I think Dallas has given basketball players a reason to have that concern.
That's why I think they probably did it, is the optics of that. Of like, no, you're our guy, we'll go down this path. But Cooper went down there for a day, down there for 2 days is what I was told, and did the thing of like, hey, let's go wine and dine, go out for dinner. But I guess he went out on the court once and then he went back out again to basically show everybody, no, this is what you're getting, because he's that kind of dude. The Ace Bailey stuff. So for folks though that don't know, his agent is Sharif Cooper's dad. And basically if NBA player that had a bunch of problems.
I was like, all right, I don't. That did,
if you're an NBA
not,
guy, just Google Sharif Cooper.
Did
and
not.
You'll kind of figure it out. It's nothing like grotesque or illegal. It's just a lot of bad decisions were made. It'll be seen at the draft whether or not this impacts him a lot and with regards to Ace Bailey. But everybody I've talked to, evaluators, scouts, front offices, other media members, just everyone universally agrees that his agent is gacking this up in a way that, like, this is not how you do this. And it's a little Shedeur Sanders-y. Mm-hmm. It does feel like that, but it's not. Ace does not have what I would determine as the character flaws that Shedeur had, the arrogance of it all. There's some of that, but it's mostly just maturity questions. And not in the sense of like anything toxic, but just that he's just not there. And then you compare him to the guys who are going to go in front of him in Cooper and Dylan. They're pros.
Yeah.
Like, they're pros. And it's such a, like, if I was Ace's agent, I would be trying to show that he can be that. Because that is the thing that just beyond the basketball, people just don't know if he's ready to be a pro. Like, that's
Yeah.
They all say he's a nice, affable, joking, good times kid. Like that's, but it's emphasized hard on the kid. Whereas even though Cooper's the youngest guy in this draft, no one questions whether or not he's ready.
This is something that a lot of folks in professional sports thought NIL would help.
Yeah.
Is the professionalization of it where you get a little coin in your pocket. You are going through knowing that you are getting ready for a professional career. This is nothing new to the one and dones, mm-hmm. right? And maybe this is like, I can't believe I'm saying this, to the credit of guys like John Calipari, who are used to developing mm-hmm. one and done guys, not for success in that 1 year that they are at Kentucky or now Arkansas, but developing them so they're ready to be professionals. Mm-hmm. That there are certain one and done type coaches that get you ready for professional basketball in 1 year, learning how to be a pro in that 1 year. In Rutgers, it was surprising to everybody when it was like Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey mm-hmm. both going to Rutgers, and that readiness for the professional level. One got it, the other didn't.
Well, one of them's the son of a former NBA player. And that plays such a huge part in this.
Growing up in it.
But what's really interesting is, as we get closer to the draft, the things behind the scenes are starting to solidify with at least mild consensus as far as probably the eight players who are going to go in the top eight. But there's also a lot of rumblings about teams that are looking to trade up. A lot of teams are looking to trade up into that top eight. And then there's a group of teams that I think are looking to trade up into the 9 through 12 range. And whether or not those things come to fruition, I don't know. But it sounds like it's going to be busy. Now, there's times when we think, you know, this, you know, trade deadline was supposed to be quiet. Everybody was chilling. And then we weren't. So
Nico Harrison, yeah. Leroy Jenkins.
And does somebody do that? And everybody is sitting here waiting. Is Phoenix going to make the move before the draft or like a couple hours before going into the draft? Because once that domino falls with Kevin Durant, are they going to be a team that's picking in the top 10? Because the Raptors are a team that are if I had to handicap it right now, I would say that neither Houston nor San Antonio moves for Kevin Durant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.